This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I understand that Ted's opponents finally withdrawn his support from Donald Trump after looking at the polling. Now that it's politically expedient. But he supported him up until last week. So I guess it was okay when Trump was attacking minorities, suggesting that Mexicans were rapists and Muslims were unpatriotic and insulting Gold Star moms and making fun of disabled Americans. I guess that didn't quite tip it over the edge. Why was that okay? We don't even think that most Republican politicians actually really believe that Donald Trump's qualified to be president. I know because I talk to them. They're all like, man, this is really bad. We're just trying to get through this. So the problem is not that all Republicans think the way this guy does. The problem is that they've been riding this tiger for a long time. They've been feeding their base all kinds of crazy for years. Primarily for political expedience. When finally the guy that they nominated and they endorsed and they supported is caught on tape saying things that no decent person would even think, much less say, much less brag about, much less laugh about, or joke about, much less act on. You can't wait until that finally happens and then say, oh, that's too much, that's enough. And think that somehow you are showing any kind of leadership and deserve to be elected to the United States Senate.
Well, this is what you love about politics, because it is self-indicting. You talk about throwing stones in glass houses. You know, this comes from someone who, within his own party, people have said they're hanging on. You know, they've been hanging on, and some were rather shocked, even after the first tour of duty, that he got reelected. And, what else are we dealing with here? You know, a president who, talks about somebody being inexperienced. Here he is himself, a junior senator, one who has micromanaged our national security to the point that we've lost some brilliant flag officers along the way. We've compromised our national security. On his tour, we have Benghazi. We have the strengthening of Russia. We have Iran going nuclear. And it's not just Iran, ladies and gentlemen, as we've talked about before with Michael Rubin, the former Pentagon official who's been here many times. That is, you're short-sighted if you think it's just Iran. It's the emboldening of the entire Middle East. You're going to tell me Saudi Arabia is not looking for a way to get their hands on a nuclear weapon? There is no way that Iran is going to be the only entity to have to be nuclear and be weaponized there in the Middle East, solito lindo. It ain't going to happen. You know, the dominoes are going to fall, and this is what's happened. You've got China, who has spread their wings. They've got a military island that they've built up, and they're claiming international rights. The job of the next president that is coming in, it is deja vu all over again. You know, Bill Clinton did everything he could to scale back the military, save money, and it looked like, oh, our budget's looking so great. But what he did was rob Peter to pay Paul, and it looked good on the surface until, oh, my goodness, a year later we had to go to war. And you go into the garage to see what do you have to defend yourself and what do you have to go to war with. It was like zippity-doo-dah.
But this is part of the legacy of Bill Clinton that the mainstream media is not going to present, because these guys have to be right no matter what. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay with us right here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. You got an email you want to drop to us? We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. Hey, I was reading something the other day, and we were just mentioning about this recent report that 7 out of 10 who reach retirement, we're talking Americans here, do not even have $1,000 of liquidity. What's
correct.
All that about? Wow,
correct.
That's crazy.
They haven't saved at all, basically.
Uh-huh.
I mean, another number, 40% of the people receiving Social Security retirement benefits, it's their only source of income. They have not saved a single dime.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people out there who are reaching retirement who haven't saved close to enough. A lot of people don't sign up for 401ks or don't fund them correctly or whatever. So that's nice. They're going to live long, but they're going to be, they're talking about eating cat food and all that. So
Yeah, this is brutal. And then, of course, you know, things have already been tough enough as it is. As you know, for the last 8 years, it's been a matter of survival. So some people may say, well, you got to understand this is what, no, we understand this is what's going on, but you got to understand if you're going to live longer than your money, then, you know, you need to do something.
Right.
And are there certain things that we can do if we find ourselves in this kind of vulnerable position?
Well, there are. And one thing that a lot of people are not familiar with is being able to sell their life insurance policy into what's called the life settlement market and potentially get tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that otherwise is just going to disappear. And the insurance company will never tell you about this, Bill. I wonder why they would never tell you about this.
Right. Well, it's kind of like a reverse mortgage sort of thing, right?
It kind of is. So say you have a policy. I'm making up a number. Say you have a policy with a death benefit of $500,000, and you're 70 and you know got a heart condition or something like that. Well, typically you're going to say, oh, I can't afford these premiums anymore, so I'm just going to let the policy lapse, which makes the insurance company very happy. They've been getting premiums through all this year, and they just
right.
say goodbye.
They love that.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead, there are people willing to buy that policy from you for, say, $250,000 or something like that, and you get $250,000 in cash. They take over the policy. They keep paying the premiums, and when you die, they get the $500,000. That's the way they make their return. Now, they know they're going to get their return. They just don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, in general, the older you are, and frankly, the sicker you are, the more money you're going to get, right? Because it's the quicker their payoff time for them.
Exactly.
There is a website that can help people do this, which is called FundingLife.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they put buyers and sellers together. In this case, you would be a seller of a life insurance policy, and they're going to do a medical underwriting on you. And, you know, it would really be wonderful if you had a heart condition or, you know, broke your leg or something like that, because then you'd be able to get more money quicker.
Yeah.
And then you sell the policy, no more premiums, and you get tons of cash. I mean, there's a recent case. He got $800,000. He had a $2 million policy
Wow.
Because he didn't need it anymore. And you should tell your kids about this because they might get less of an inheritance. But it's better to have you have the money and stay where you are than move back with the kids. So
yeah, exactly.
That can help a lot of folks.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, when you take a look at the assets that are lying around the household, I mean, these are two right off the bat here that we need to consider. What other things? I mean, we know we mentioned reverse mortgage. That's also in place.
Yeah, so
still.
With a reverse mortgage, that's where you still own your home, but you get a reverse mortgage. You get cash or get a credit line. You use it to pay off your underlying mortgage, and you get to keep the cash. You don't have to make any payments, and then when you die, it all becomes due, and that typically the bank will sell your home or do something like that. But it's, again, a way of keeping the asset, which in this case is your house, mm-hmm. and getting income from it. Now, there have been some changes in the reverse mortgage market, which has made it actually somewhat better.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove that you can still make the insurance payments and property tax payments, because in the past, it was like people were down to their last dime. They would do a reverse mortgage, and then they'd lose the house because they couldn't make the property tax payment or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
so this is what's called the assessment. You have to show that you can do that. But for a lot of people, I would still say reverse mortgage is more of a last resort than a first resort. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you have built up equity over many years in that house, and you don't want to kind of do that frivolously and just go on a Caribbean vacation or something like
that. Right, exactly.
But I mean, for life insurance, it's different. I mean, say you've got life insurance because you had young kids that you needed to protect in case you died, mm-hmm. and the kids are now grown and self-supporting, you probably don't need that life insurance policy as much
exactly.
as before, but you need the cash now, and then if you invest that cash to earn income for you, you're going to be way ahead of the game. So
yeah,
those are two
down.
Things you can do if you're in that circumstance.
Yeah, it'll get you out of that situation of being part of the 40% that relies solely on Social Security.
Isn't that crazy? It was designed as a supplement.
Right.
It was never designed as the sole source of income for people. Back in the 30s when it started,
mm-hmm.
but because people aren't saving at all enough. Now, in many cases, the generation today did not have 401ks, or maybe mm-hmm. started them a little bit late.
Right.
Hopefully, the next generation will have 401ks and will be able to do that. But even so, the latest numbers I heard, about 70% of the people with offered 401ks are actually taking them up on it. Those 30% are not enrolling for 401ks, even though it's being offered, even though they're getting a match, because they say they can't afford to take it. Well, my first principle of personal finance, Bill, is never refuse free money whenever
it's going to say, take the money and run. That's what you do. That's what I used to tell my people when I worked for this this big company and we had 401k. I said, what are you doing? You take the money and run. Don't worry about
it. That's right. A lot of people don't do it. So we have a real savings crisis. People are living longer, which is nice, but the money to support them is not there. The fastest growing part of the population in America today is 90-plus.
Yeah, wow.
You know,
amazing.
So but there's not the money to support them. So anyway, those are two ways. Life settlements, again, at fundinglife.com, and reverse mortgages that may be able to help some folks.
Yeah, see, back in the 30s when the government came up with the whole Social Security program, the actuary table was somewhere they expected you to expire by 60.
That's
and
right.
We've totally turned those tables upside down. When you
now the average is 84 for men and 86 for women. So, yeah, that's nice, but the money's not there in many cases. So you got to save more and then make it earn more when you've got it.
Exactly. So, hey, what's the latest, you know, with this economy? You know, last time you and I talked, it was weakening. We're inside of 30 days. We're inside of 30 days of this election.
Yeah.
What happens? You know, it's always that if the Republicans get elected, it's going to have a certain type of effect on the economy. If the Democrats get it, it's going to have another effect. What do you predict?
Well, just look at tax policy alone. Huge difference between the two of them. I mean, in general, Clinton wants to raise tax rates across the board, particularly on higher income people. That would slow the economy, and it would slow investment in various ways.
Right.
Trump wants to cut taxes, which would put more money in people's pockets and in businesses' pockets, and in general would stimulate the economy. I mean, that's the big difference on the economic front.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's going to happen in this election? Every day it's a bit. But, I mean, it could go either way. I could see a Democratic sweep where Clinton comes as a huge majority and possibly gets the Senate and the House, and then she could actually start doing some of the things she's talking about. Without that, it's going to be continued gridlock and basically be a continuation of what we've had the last few years.
What's left to do? You know, I mean, you know, there's not enough money to do what it is she's proposing to do. I mean, once you tax people to death, they're already dead. There's nothing left, is there?
Yeah. I mean, you could take all the money of the top 1% and still wouldn't make it. The way you finance infrastructure and all the wonderful things she wants to do is you have the middle class grow mm-hmm. and get more taxes from them. The top 1% have a lot of money. But it's not enough to do all the things she's talking about. I mean, I've seen various estimates of between $2 and $5 trillion costing all the things that she's talking about doing across the board. You could take all the money of the top 5% and it wouldn't come close to that. So it's all about growing the economy. We've been at about a 1.5% growth rate for a long time. We have not grown more than 3% at any time under President Obama. If we could get the growth rate up to 4 and 5%, as Trump's talking about doing, that solves a lot of problems right now.
That's it, without a doubt. Well, there he is, America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman.
The principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back,
America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's where we're going to go. You want to drop me an email, we want to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, when I think back on some of my fondest memories at home, many times I found myself being in the kitchen with my mom when she would let me there. Of course, to be in the kitchen of Hispanic mother, you got to be careful because the rolling pin is kind of moving pretty quick, and always wanted to help her, you know, with the tortillas, and that I especially loved, you know, what finally came out on the other side. Mine always came out square and kind of wobbly, but can you imagine, you know, this is what happens in America even today. Young kids, even our kids when they were growing up, wanted to be in the kitchen, they wanted to be in the middle of it, and I know for some parents it can be a little bit of a problem, even though many parents agree, hey, they want to make sure their kids know how to boil an egg or maybe do toast or something, but yet only, according to this latest survey, 35% of U.S. parents are very confident that their child can boil an egg. Well, with us right now to talk about how much fun it can be in the kitchen is Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, mom, and I should say multiple Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, because she won a four-time Grammy. She won four Grammys, I should say. And we're talking... Kelly Rowland is with us, and Kelly, as you'll recall, we go back and remember Kelly when she was 16 years old with Destiny's Child. Her career has just blossomed and exploded to include over 60 million albums sold worldwide. She starred on several sitcoms, including, and made an appearance as the legendary Martha Reeves on the NBC docudrama. She's also, we've been seeing her this past season on Empire as well. Kelly, you're just not busy enough. I think you need to get to work here. What's going on?
Well, you know, what's funny is, like, while you list all of that, you know, I think that it goes back to even what you're talking about with, you know, parents really having the time to cook with their kids.
Yes.
You know, and because, you know, we get so busy, especially it feels like the parents nowadays, you know, we really want to be able to provide for our kids and make sure that they have a comfortable life and living, and you have to go to work to ensure that.
That's right.
So trying to balance that all out with also trying to get in the kitchen with your kids can become a challenge. That's why I love the fact that Uncle Ben's wants to help more families connect in the kitchen, because like you said, your memories with your mom and you making square tortillas, I yeah. can't imagine. You know, and me trying to make my third pan of macaroni and cheese because the first two came out completely crazy when my mom was trying to help me, or, you know, learning how to make, you know, just simply making sure the rice was right for the gumbo with my godmother.
Right.
So, you know, you just want to really get in there and create some confidence for yourself and your kids, and just make it fun. You know, people are like, well, what do you do? What if you have, you know, all this anxiety about getting into the kitchen? First of all, let the anxiety stay away, one.
Right.
And two, go in there with the idea to have fun and to be creative. And when you allow that space, it's such a great space, and it's just a space for anything to happen.
And Kelly, it's okay for flour and rice and everything to hit the floor, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, sometimes people are too fussy about this stuff. I mean, like you said, I appreciate it, and I'm glad you brought that into play, that it should be about fun, especially, you know, and I think Uncle Ben's has tapped into something here, and I know you would agree, according to the survey, 96% of parents in the U.S. feel it is important for the children to know how to cook or bake, but, you know, as I said earlier, only 33% cook with their children weekly, so there is a frustration here between what they want to happen and what's actually happening here.
Yeah. I mean, it is a frustration, but I think it's really important for parents to see the other side of it. And for me, it's just that bonding time with your kids. And like we said, it just creates memories. And, you know, Uncle Ben's is even upping the ante, you know,
yes.
when you actually go online, and once you've made this really cool recipe, you get a chance to upload it to beginners.unclebens.com, and you have the opportunity to win $15,000 for yourself and $30,000 towards a cafeteria makeover for your school.
Wow.
So here you are coming in with this $30,000 prize for your school. You become a hero, too.
Yeah, you're all that in a bag of chips, let me tell you. You come in with that kind of money. That's great. And then also, you're encouraging people to take pictures, you know, families in the kitchen, you know, cooking up stuff. And, of course, with the holidays coming, you got all kinds of opportunity to do that. And you go to hashtag, or you download and share it on media at hashtag Look What We Made, huh?
Absolutely.
Wow. So good fun. But like you say, you know, this is a great time, and the kids naturally gravitate. I know our son especially. He's a little bit older now. He's about 25. But when he was little, he wanted to be right in the middle of it. And the thing is that, of course, you know, he wanted to grab a hold of the knife and everything else. And,
wow.
You know, all the stuff that you want to, you know, you want to say, hey, look at, let's learn here, you know. So, but he wanted to jump right into it.
I'm sure, and there's nothing wrong with jumping right into it. Just jump right into it with some fun.
Yes. Yeah, fun is the operative word, and, you know, like I said, don't worry about if, you know, some flour hits the floor or sugar gets a little bit.
Yeah.
We just clean up and keep the ants away. It's okay. So this is all part of International Cook with Your Kids Day that's going to happen this weekend, right?
Yes, it happens this Saturday, October 15th.
I love it when we have days like that, that it kind of brings to mind, you know, a little bit of a focus and a fun time. So why not Saturday? Let's, you know, that's Saturday. We'll cook with your kids day, and we'll take lots of pictures and have lots of fun. As I say, you can go to the website, share it on the social media, look what we made, hashtag look what we made, and then go to beginners.unclebens.com for more information. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Beginners.unclebens.com.
Okay, well, let me ask you, why, again, is it so important to include the kids in the meal-making process?
For me, I think it's important to have that time to bond with your kids and to create this great confidence in opening up the lines of communication with them. You don't want the world to tell them who they are. You want to tell them how great they are, how amazing they are, how creative they are, how the world just is waiting for them, but you want to start everything at home first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you get them involved, they have buy-in, it's a lot of fun. And I imagine, you know, for some of these families that have been wanting to do this, Kelly, they're going to wake their kids up Saturday morning and say, hey, come on, we're going to go in the kitchen and cook together. And they're going to go, what alien just jumped into mom and dad's body, right?
Yes, but to me, I remember everything starting with an aroma, you know.
Mm,
I remember,
yes,
the back of, or like in the bedroom of my grandma's house. And it all started with an aroma for me. And I will walk to the kitchen from maybe a nap and ask my grandmother what she's making. And one of my favorite things that she used to make was pound cake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She said, well, I'm making another one. You want to help? And that was all I needed.
That's
that
right.
That was the only question I needed. And I'll never forget those moments. I'll never forget how gooey the little bottom of the pound cake was, and, you know, how we just had that moment and that bonding opportunity just between me and her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that everybody wants those memories with their family. I don't care how young or old you are. It's the things that make us and just makes us the human beings that we are and allows you just the time for bonding.
Exactly. Well, Kelly, we cannot thank you and Uncle Ben's enough for doing this and bringing to focus, you know, this special day on Saturday that we're going to be celebrating across the country, National Cook with Your Kids Day. That's Saturday, October the 15th, and even if it happens on the 16th, that's okay too, but make sure you download your photos. Let's get it out there on social media, and where can they go for more information?
You go to beginners.unclebens.com.
Just like that. And Kelly, one final question for you. We've been seeing you on Empire. What else is coming up?
Right now, I'm actually in the studio. I'm headed back in the studio to finish up a record, which I'm very excited about.
Mm.
Other things I have cooking that I'm very excited about as well.
Well,
no,
that's
pun intended.
Great. Well, no. Hey, it all fits perfect. You know, you got to keep those things cooking. And, hey, again, we appreciate the time. All the best to you, okay? And good luck on the next season and the new projects coming up, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's Kelly Rowland who has been with us. Yes, Grammy Award winning mom, and here to remind us that, hey, look, we've got, the official October the 15th Cook With Your Child Day going on, sponsored by Uncle Ben's National Cook With Your Kids Day. It's going to be this Saturday.
Season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Was up a little bit late last night watching the Dodgers. Boy, I'll tell you, I've got, it is really trying. I didn't know what hat to wear. If I was going to wear my Dodgers hat or wear my my Cubs hat or, you know, even the Nationals. Hey, what a game last night. Wow. And it took Kershaw to come on and get his first save in the postseason in his career. Absolutely incredible. 4-3 Dodgers win. They go on to play the Cubs, and their first game will be this Saturday. We've got the Blue Jays and Indians, of course, representing the ALCS, and their series will begin the best of seven on Friday. So good baseball ahead. And good fun. So that will continue. Coach Kevin Collins, speaking of what, you know, Mr. Fun himself is with us, who holds a doctorate degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach Kevin Collins, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
morning, Bill. Lots of good stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you. Hey, what's happening with the NFL? I mean, ever since they decided to take a knee, their ratings are plummeting, and America is speaking back, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they took a knee and kept right on sinking, right into the ground. This is progressing at a nice pace. It's not down. It's gaining traction. Monday Night Football was down 30%.
Wow.
Then from what the same Monday Night Football a year ago.
Amazing. Now, and then you have Judge Ginsburg kind of giving a noogie to Kaepernick and Goodell for even messing with this stuff and calling it for what it is. You know, you love it when the voice of truth and reason breaks through here, right? You know, it's just, it's an issue of respect. And here, the justice says, you know, what are you doing here?
Well, right? the Cowboys at the beginning of the season just wanted to honor cops. But police lives matter.
Yes.
And Fidel said, no, you can't do that. Well, besides the fact that it has crashed their numbers, and, of course, the liberal sports writers are dancing around it. Oh, it's people are watching, but it's not on appliances that we can measure.
Well, they're blaming the Russians. It's all the Russians' fault right now.
But what I love is that the NHL, the hockey league, said, sure, you don't want to do it, we will do it.
Wow. And good for them.
And you know, that's a Canadian-flavored league.
Yes, exactly.
So, it's just... Now, what I did the other day, I put up a piece where I paralleled NFL viewers with Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Match up very, very well. So that's what it is. I think Trump supporters are voting early with their remotes.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, look, at the fact of the matter is, Coach, the issues are the issues. You have those kitchen tabletop issues across this country that America is dealing with, regardless of what the media would like to say or what Hillary Clinton would like to say or Barack Obama, even Michelle Obama. I mean, just go down the line. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton, we just don't know what he's going to say because... Sometimes it's the truth, you know, and they get caught on it. But, the thing is America's hurting. And it's been hurting as a result of two administrations of the Democratic Party. And everywhere you turn where the Democrats are leading the way, we have one disaster after another, whether it is Baltimore, whether we're talking about Missouri, you know, parts of this country that, just come out so glaringly as a demonstration of Democratic rule.
Exactly. As Trump keeps saying, and I know this, and you know it too, some of these cities have been run by Democrats for 100 years. That's Cincinnati.
Right.
And in Cincinnati yesterday saying the same thing. They have the reverse Midas touch. Mm-hmm. Everything that they touch turns to sand.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's see what some of the rest of the information is. We saw that yesterday... I haven't seen it today, but the Rasmussen poll showed Trump up 2. That's a 6-point jump virtually overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, there's such contrast here between, you know, these polls, and this is what's driving everybody nuts. I mean, I Rasmussen has a lot more credibility, I would say, than some of these others. So whenever Rasmussen comes out with a poll, I go, okay, well, I'm going to take note of it. But we've got double digit swings here, you know, going from one poll to the next.
Yeah, but see, listen, what you have some of these polls. NBC is showing 11 points for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
NBC was exposed in the first WikiLeaks in July,
right,
as collaborators with the Democrats, and NBC has 6 on-air news readers that have been identified as friendlies to the Democrats. So I don't believe a single thing either that they say.
Yeah. Yeah, more than friendlies, Coach. I mean, they really violated their position as journalists in coming over to Clinton, giving her support, advice with Podesta and all this. I mean, this is just this is today's politics. It's just what it is. You know, we can complain about it, but, you know, this is also why, Coach, my faith is riding on the fact that Main Street America knows better.
Okay.
Regardless of what anybody is saying, you know, the same thing that surprised the people in England is going to surprise the people here in America. That is, the grassroots is mounting up. And they're mounting up based on the truth, not on what these media elites are telling them, which is all a bunch of manure.
Bill, I'm going to say flatly that any poll that does not factor in an 11-point gap in enthusiasm in favor of Donald Trump has been falsified.
Mm-hmm.
You can't believe it. Now, I'm just before you called, I'm putting together a piece about how Gallup has found that magic 11 points. It's over and over again. Mm-hmm. Gallup says, and I'll quote, still by 76 to 65, Republicans remain more likely than Democrats to say they will definitely vote. That was published yesterday. Okay? So... Mm-hmm. That's it. The rest of it is pure manure. It's lies coming from the Joseph Goebbels wing of the
propaganda. Exactly.
Well,
Coach, what is this? I'm hearing that Mitt Romney says he's voting for Donald Trump now.
Well, thank you. I had not seen that, and I feel very good about that. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate hearing that. Because, you know, people like you and me, we get buried in facts and mm-hmm. stuff. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of it. That's definitely going to help in some of the places, aside from Utah.
Right.
This talk about Utah being close is merely nonsense. It's lies. But there are other states surrounding Utah that have Mormon representation, and I think that that's going to help. And plus, it also strikes a huge blow to the heart of the Never Trumps. It collapsed.
Right. I think they're all coming and realizing, you know, that look at what are you going to do? I mean, if nothing else, if you say, look at it's about the Supreme Court. How do you pick Hillary Clinton? You put the Second Amendment right in peril right away. You know, we're talking a reach that will extend to generations here. If the Democrats get the Oval Office and what they're able to do with the Supreme Court, Coach, there's just too much riding on the line here for us to, you know, mess around with this. This is serious business.
Have you had a chance?
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what. Stay right there. We'll pick it up right after this.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org. This report is brought to you by GOPO. Many adults in the U.S. suffer from occasional joint discomfort, which can limit an active and healthy lifestyle. Clinically proven and used extensively in Europe, GOPO is now available in the U.S. to help support long-term joint mobility and cartilage care. This all-natural supplement, which contains galactolipids, is specifically designed for joint care. The key is galactolipids, which occur naturally in rose hips and are thought to play a valuable role in the care of joint tissues by stabilizing neutrophil membranes and reducing their migration into inflamed tissues. Additionally, GOPO's powerful antioxidants combat free radicals that result from chemotaxis. Dr. Kai Winter.
GOPO is not a drug, but an all-natural supplement that you can feel confident taking for long-term joint care. At just 3 weeks, 8 out of 10 users reported positive results with no reported side effects. This could help reduce the barriers that joint conditions inflict on people's lives.
For more information on achieving long-term joint health, visit gowithgopo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour, a conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues. Coach, I want to talk about the uproar that resulted from the WikiLeaks release about the attack on Catholics and so many others. I mean, the basket of deplorables is stretching out. I mean, you got to hand it to the Democrats. But before we do, real quick, you know, the rumors abound still around Bill Clinton. We've got a possible son. Chelsea may have a half-brother running around here. I don't want to get caught in a bucket of mud, but Drudge is reporting that Jennifer Flowers is saying that Bill Clinton paid her $200 to abort his baby. So, I mean, this is one incredible mess. And I don't know in our lifetime, Coach, if we've had such a filthy and dirty political season as this one has brought to America. But, you know, I say we the people, this is on us. I mean, this is our culture. It is a reflection of who we are right now. You know, we can look at one Donald Trump or look at words that, you know, he said, or maybe Bill Clinton or Hillary. But, hey, it's about we the people. And, you know, you point one finger, you got three coming back at you. And so the problem is the man and the woman in the mirror right now.
Well, one of the things that I don't like is that when people say, "Oh, well, they're both the same," you know, I liken Trump to a guy walking along a road who is set upon by a group of Democrats and pushed into a mud puddle, and then you know people have the nerve to say, "Well, both of them are throwing mud." Mm. I'm telling you, I've watched Trump on many of the his speeches because I have One American News, and Trump is fighting like the third monkey on the ramp going to the dock, and it's already raining.
Right.
Is getting up there, kicking ash, and taken names, and this is what we've wanted for years, somebody who will fight like a tiger, and that's mm-hmm. what we got.
Well, let's talk about these emails that came out talking about the Dems' plot to overthrow the authority of the Pope and undermining the Catholic Church. I mean, are you kidding me?
They already have groups lined up. They have a group of fake Catholic groups that real Catholics know, but people from the outside don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, in 12 days ago, the ABC Langa Research Poll released information on a lot of information, and buried in the middle of it was the fact that at that time Trump was leading 57-33 with Catholics. Now, the 33 is a record low, and they've been keeping track since 1952. That's a record low by 6 points. Only Mondale got 39 in 1984. We know what happened to him. And the spread between 57 and 33, 24 points, is the biggest, even bigger than what Reagan did to Mondale in 84. But now, since we have had this irrefutable proof that the Democrats are not only anti-religion in general, but anti-Catholic Church in particular, we have the Bishop Chaput from Philadelphia writing in the newspaper of the diocese, Catholic Philly, saying, quote, Hillary Clinton is a scheming, robotic liar. Now this parallels what Catholics who are conservatives and understand the importance of protecting religious life mm-hmm. in America have wanted our bishops to say.
Right.
So this is just like, in a broad sense, what conservatives have wanted Republican candidates to say. And this is a very good...
This is coming from a bishop. The only thing that he left short was maybe a penance for Miss Hillary.
This is going to go right away to 60-30 and more.
Right. Wow. Well, this is quite explosive for them to attack the Catholic Church. I mean, how does Tim Kaine reconcile this, Coach?
Oh, Tim Kaine is just like Charlie McCarthy of this whole thing. You never see him, and you know why. I'll tell you why. I'll give away another spot. Ricochet.com. Go on to Ricochet.com, and you can see a video from 2005 when Kaine was the governor of Virginia, mm-hmm. and he was demanding that the federal government enforce immigration laws. Isn't that something?
Novel. Right.
Yeah, right. And Hillary Clinton, they have a video there of Hillary Clinton bragging just in 2015 that she voted to build a barrier. Well, what's the difference between a barrier and a wall?
Sounds like the same, doesn't it?
Yep, certainly yeah. does.
If well, Coach, what about the impact? What about the impact on women? I mean, some of these polls, mainstream media. Oh my goodness, you know, Trump is just losing women left and right here. You know, what is your polling research saying there?
Here's my point to that. Let's go back to the NFL. Okay,
mm-hmm.
just 2014, the NFL was 65-35 men. Today, they are 55-45 men. So that women are boycotting, that has to be. Women are boycotting NFL just like their husbands and their brothers.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, Coach, you also point out that in Washington, D.C., we've got black support for Trump at about 20%. I mean, that's a historic number. So his question to black America of what have you got to lose at this point after 8 years of the first black president and you've got bupkis to show for it, what have you got to lose to go with a party and somebody who is out here talking to you and listening to your problem and is willing to, you know, do something about it?
Yeah, well, I took Nady Silver's Silva of 538.com's numbers. Mm-hmm. His 10 polls done in Washington, D.C. show that Hillary Clinton is ahead 52-23. And you say, wow, oh, no, that's really big. No, it's not. Obama won Washington 91-9, mm-hmm. okay? So she's 40 points off with in a town that's virtually half black, 40 points off of what a Democrat should get just for putting his name down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, with her lack of enthusiasm amongst blacks, because now we're looking, and I think blacks are going in with their eyes wide open and realizing what Hillary and Bill Clinton actually stood for, that even though Bill Clinton would like to appoint himself as the first black president, black America is saying... He's not, even if he may have a son out there that is black. We're not giving that to him, because after everything is all said and done, it's been everything for Bill and Hillary and less for the people that supposedly they serve. I mean, case in point is just go to the Clinton offices there, foundation offices in New York. How many Haitians do you have out there still picketing?
Exactly. Another thing on black support. Now, I haven't seen this personally because I'm not going to pay Rasmussen's price to become a paid subscriber.
Right.
And this is only on paid subscribers. According to people who are paid subscribers, embedded in Rasmussen's 44-42 lead for Trump is the fact that he is getting 24% of the black vote. Now, I have not seen this. But I have been around enough and not heard anybody refute it. So
wow.
take it as you see. Now, let's go to Dornsife, the L.A. Times poll.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem with Dornsife. I finally realized it. But the Times of New York, the New York Times, attacked the L.A. Times for their methods. So all of a sudden, Trump starts to lose there. Mm-hmm. When you go into the internals of the L.A. Times Dornsife poll, you see that they are saying that Trump is getting 3.9% of the black vote, which is absolutely ridiculous and asinine.
Right. Yeah, how did they come up with that number? That's a huge swing, Coach. How do you go from that end to 3.9? Where did that come from?
Of course, and the LA Times has attacked its own poll. So they are guilty of fixing it. In the meanwhile, it shows the whites are up. He's up about 22 points with whites in the same poll. So, listen, is it believable that Trump would get 1.2 points less than Mittens Romney got?
Right.
Really? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I think that America's women is also waking up, and that's why the panic of Hillary Clinton. I mean, because without the women, and, you can have Michelle Obama out there, claiming in some sort of Hippocratic sort of way, some disdain for the words of one Donald Trump when she has all these black rappers in their music, which objectifies women beyond belief and imagination. And she's so self-righteous in condemning Donald Trump. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sure. And now you see that video has surfaced of Obama himself. Have you seen it on the airplane?
Yeah, I know. That's another conversation. Coach Kevin Collins, thank you, Coach.
This is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers.